The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. And if you're a Randy Orton fan, you might want to turn back now because it's already getting deep in here.
Okay, bye.
No, not you. You stay. I need you.
You hear a microphone shut off.
And it's never Dalton's. That's the problem. I'm going to be your host tonight, as always, Shannon Young, Mr. 100 here with you. Down at the end of the table, let me introduce the guest, Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Hello.
Dalton Anthony, the big D. This is weird. It's off tonight.
Because you usually do Allie and then me. You're welcome. Wink.
Allie Bear.
Hi.
And then we have a couple special guests here with us tonight. We have the head honcho from Cape Championship Wrestling, Jason Wells. Hello, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And then we have former CCW champion and maybe our friend now, Brandon Barbwire.
Hashtag long live the one true champ.
I'll accept that.
You did everybody just then.
I call that the is that a hat trick? What is that?
The triathlon.
It's definitely a trick. All right, so we're going to talk about NXT TakeOver tonight. We're going to talk about
Backlash
on Sunday and the big show. We're going to talk about the Ashley McClure Memorial Show this weekend from Cape Championship Wrestling. Before we do that, though, we're going to dive into a little bit of controversy. I did it again. That's the second dive joke. Asa didn't get it.
Dive.
Asa, tell
10.
God damn it.
Delete. What?
Tell everybody about the thing that happened this weekend that got everybody all upset.
Okay. I didn't know that's how we were jumping into it.
I'm just going right into it.
Basically,
out of nowhere,
Rip Rogers was on Twitter and sent, don't open an ad, stupid, stop it.
By the way, Rip Rogers, not Rip Torn. I thought they were the same person.
I mean, that I would like his opinion on wrestling more.
Which Rip Torn? Do you know there's two?
The one from Men in Black.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of the other one that was on, like, whose CDs was he on? He was on some CD. He's the guy that would, like, throw the confetti, had the weird mustache.
From Jackass.
Yeah, from Jackass. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the other Rip Torn. I think his name was Rip Torn.
I have just no idea what you're talking about.
It's not Rip Torn, it's something else.
Rip Rogers sent some, sent this thing on Twitter that someone had sent to him.
Right.
Just running down kind of how a traditional, stereotypical indie wrestling match goes. I don't want to read the whole thing because it's a huge paragraph.
But it's basically bashing indie wrestlers.
And he just mentions how everyone does dives, everyone does flippy floppy sequence, dive, no sells, super kick, strong style. He just uses all... I think he just found like a wrestling...
Did he look like a buzzword?
Dictionary. Yeah, it's just like... And then he like runs down the crowd for always chanting, "This is awesome, fight forever," and then roll up finish, go home and type on social media thanking your opponents and company for the match and telling others they should book these guys, and then he followed it up with another dive.
So do we just want to talk about how...
Yeah, before we get into like Randy Orton's response, because that's where most of this came from, Brandon, I'm going to address this to you. What do you say to somebody that has that kind of criticism to an indie wrestler? How long have you been doing this?
13 years, almost 14 years.
And do you feel that indie wrestling gets the respect that it deserves when you hear something like this?
No, not at all. Okay, so whenever you devote as much time as I have to something like this, and it's not just me, I mean, it's everybody that's really invested their life into this, I've never made the kind of money that a guy like Randy Orton is going to make. And the thing is when Randy Orton, I think his most significant indie exposure was probably OVW, but that's not really indie. That's more developmental territory anyway. So yeah. Pretty much priming to go to the main event.
It's a farm league.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his father was Bob Orton, and so he's pretty much bred into the business with the connections that guys like me and so many others we have to fight and network to get, and maybe you never get them. You know, he could never understand what it takes to do what we do and to not be rewarded with a big-ass paycheck for it. We don't do it because we're getting to take home a big paycheck. We do it because we love it. Randy will never understand anything like that.
What about you, Jason? Being the booker, of the whole, they go online and say, book these guys and stuff. Is that a fair criticism?
Oh, Rip and Randy are completely 100% right. I mean, they are. The part where they're wrong is that stuff is what people want to see nowadays.
Right.
But that, I mean, that is a normal sequence. I mean, they're, like I said, they're 100% right in their criticism and saying that stuff. But the thing about it is, like, the Bullet Club, the Bucks, Bubba, all those guys, they're doing that kind of stuff now, and that's what fans want to see. ROH is has a great following. New Japan has a great following. And actually, probably fans care about that more than they do WWE. You know, WWE is always going to be the spot to go. But yeah, Randy Orton, I mean, he just does his thing. Every time there's not much different, that's him calling.
That's Randy calling us right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He's actually suing us for mentioning his name.
Yes, actually, yeah, he could be. Well, you know, but, you know, Randy is always going to do his thing, and he's always going to be a top guy. He's got his spot. He's making his millions of dollars. Randy.
Actually, it turns out that wasn't Randy. It was GameStop. And if they want to sue me, they're like 6 months late. We already did that show.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, I do agree with their, if they're just looking on the views of it, especially being an old school guy like Rip is, that's his thing. That's what he does. He's an old school guy, like your Jim Cornettes and stuff like that.
Vader.
Yeah. Who is, you know, those guys that look at wrestling from their day and they look at all this stuff. And they laugh at it, and they make fun of it. But the fans have – that's what they want to see. That's why at CCW, we bring Ricochet in instead of ex-WWE guy that
– instead of Rip Rogers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, stuff like that, because that's what people care about now.
I feel like I had never even heard – I feel like most people think that Will Ospreay-Ricochet match is what indie wrestling is. Because there's so many people I know that have seen that match but have never actually watched indie wrestling. So they think, oh, it's just a bunch of flips. Nobody sells. Everybody looks like a superhero.
They think that one sequence.
Right. The one sequence where they're just going crazy and flipping around each other. But, mm-hmm. like, that was a 22-minute match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good match, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Omega Force. Okada and Omega.
Yeah.
That was good, too.
I mean, they had their high spots. They did their stuff, but they wrestled for...
for like 55 minutes,
yeah,
something like
it was
that.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it would be pretty easy to do a breakdown of the typical WWE style of work, too, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I said we could break down a Randy Orton match. Slow, headlock.
But I mean, that's the style. Because Randy Orton's style is a slower, methodical style. Like, I get that. I'm not trying to criticize Randy
like,
for that.
But that's the thing, though. Like, it's not... supposed to be a matter of criticism. I mean, you make a statement and an observation on the way that these things work, but to talk down on it or to sarcastically snub it, that's really stupid.
And that's why I think like Ricochet had the best response to just all of it, was just like, not everybody's going to like every style of wrestling. It's the same thing with music and TV shows. There's different things for different people.
Yeah,
and like, you can go a good place, like CCW does it, WWE does it, New Japan does it, ROH does it. Like, there are different types of people working different types of matches. Mm-hmm. You don't just have one, you know, okay, it's the Young Bucks, and then it's, you know, just nothing but high-flying style.
Right.
You have your mix of big guys. You have your mix of...
I mean, look at Nitro. When Nitro was at its most successful, it's because you had the NWO was the marquee. You had the Cruiserweights on there doing their thing. It was a good mix-mash of different styles. The thing I got from this mostly is not even Rip Rogers, because Rip Rogers was almost immediately forgotten. Like, he kind of snuck out the back door.
He even said, like, someone sent him this.
Right.
And so he just shared it. So it's not even, like, that wasn't even his opinion.
This is what
it was
he
his
posted.
Opinion.
It,
he just...
blew up with the Randy and Bubba back and forth, because, like I said, they have hate for each other. And, you know, anytime, because Bubba is, he's always been more of a, he's not a cookie cutter guy. You know, he's always done his thing. I mean, from being ECW and there being hardcore crazy wrestling. And back then, people in WWE and Jerry Lawler and those guys, they talk down about ECW, talk trash about that.
Extremely crappy wrestling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that.
All they can do is just hit each other and bleed, and that's all they thought. But it had the following, what people wanted to see. It's the same thing. There's always going to be something. It seems like Bubba's always involved in the newer stuff coming around that And
it's never taken over like all of wrestling. Mm-hmm. You know, like when people would criticize ECW for its hardcore style, it had the following and it did become a part of wrestling culture, but it never overtook the entire thing. Like the ECW hardcore blood everywhere, tables on fire matches never became like the staple for WWE, but they did adapt it mm-hmm. to their style. And I think this is the same thing. They're going to adapt that. I mean, look at guys like,
you're going to hit the 205 Live.
The 205 Live. Yeah. A lot of that, you know, and it has its place.
You gotta be real. Like Finn Balor would be right in there with these guys if he wasn't in WWE.
I mean, Dolph Ziggler just uses a super kick.
Yeah.
Like, that's on WWE TV. Like, you know, the Usos.
AJ Styles was the indie guy. I mean, he was the indie Jesus, pretty much. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was flocking to AJ and watching what he did. And now he's the face that runs the place in WWE. So
The people are more excited for AJ's match than Randy's match on Sunday.
I feel like half of what Randy said, or at least part of what he meant, I think it was trolling.
I really think he was mostly like tongue-in-cheek, especially that picture he took with Drew Gulak with the no-fly zone sign.
I think he's just messing with the people who are getting upset about like the hardcore fans that are really rabid.
And even like Matt from the Young Bucks, because when he did for that big post he shared about like selling out arenas and all of that, he's like, I need to issue an apology. And Matt Jackson's just like, apology accepted.
Yeah, man, I don't think anyone's as big of an asshole as he came across in that. I think he's just messing with people. Mm-hmm. But if he was serious, then that's like, that's terrible. That would be like if someone like, I don't know, Colt Cabana or who's a big podcast guy. And I know. Who's a big
Colt?
I mean,
you like Pokemon.
Are you talking about like
just a popular podcast?
Like wrestling wise?
Nerdist or something like that.
Yeah, Nerdist or like wrestling, like A&E. Yeah,
if Nerdist made fun of our like views. Or I'll tell you a personal story, and this is gonna get me in trouble because it's got me in trouble before. I shouldn't say his name. He was a radio DJ. I won't say his name, but everyone that knows. And when I first started, like, the Blogzilla site that started all of this, I was in GameStop talking to an old friend, and I mentioned to that friend, I just started it. Yeah, we got, like, you know, a couple thousand hits last month. I'm really excited. And this guy, he turns around and then mocks me because the radio station he works for gets 50,000 views an hour and stuff like that. And I thought, well, good. You're a giant media corporation. I just started this thing on my own. I'm doing this for the love of it. Like, I'm not getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminds me of. And what a dick to say something like that. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Randy Orton was not being that guy, if you know what I mean. That was the hint. Moving on.
I want to think that, you know, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's Randy Orton.
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt because he has a bad track record in general.
I mean, he's kind of douchey, but so is a lot of people. I mean, I hear Colt Cabana wasn't coming up roses. Brandon, what do you think?
No comment.
I love Colt.
I'm a fan.
We covered that.
That was 2 weeks ago. That's fine.
But no, like, Randy Orton has actively just been that, like, douchebag wrestler before. Like, he's actively stopped people's pushes before. Like, he's been a... And the thing of it is like, he's... And Asa will disagree with me, but 10 years down the line, I will never say that Randy Orton was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Why would I disagree with that?
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like,
yes, he was.
You loved him. No, but like, in my opinion, he will never be one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Like, if he will not ever be like in a legitimate top 10 of all time.
But what do you mean by just see about that?
But what do you mean by greatest wrestlers? Because it's so, and I'm not trying to pick on you, but I'm like, it's so open to interpretation. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that would say Hulk Hogan is not one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I know some people that say he's the greatest wrestler of all time. It just depends on how you look at wrestling. Are you looking at money? Are you looking at drawing power?
Randy is very forgettable.
Yeah. I mean,
he's vanilla.
Yeah, that's the thing about Randy. I mean, if he's not this is not when he first started, when he was just getting into his feud with Cena, when he was doing stuff with Legacy, that's when people actually kind of cared. But we've seen it for so long, it's the same thing. I mean, he just doesn't get the hate that Cena does because he turns heel a lot. You know, a lot.
Because his character gets shaken up, at least in the sense of how they present it, as opposed to Cena, who's been the exact same for 10 years, character-wise.
The end there, when you talk about the top 10 greatest wrestlers, he won't be in anybody's list of top 10. I think
he's – I have a feeling he will be on Bob Orton's. That's – maybe. I don't know. I'll ask him when I see him in a couple weeks.
It's one of those with Orton, like – anytime I think about an Orton match, it's not because of what he did. It's about what somebody else did. Whether, like...
I can name...
Like the Rollins RKO?
Yeah, like, and then Cactus Jack or Mick Foley whenever you wrestled him, like...
There have been some good Randy Orton moments. I don't think you should take away Randy Orton's contribution to wrestling.
He's an incredible storyteller. I mean, the way he is slow and methodical, like you were saying, the way he puts together a match is really, really good. Like, people speed up, he'll slow them down. I mean, that's his thing. It's just the fact that, you know, his character, the way he acts, like we were talking earlier, when he's a babyface, it's so forced.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell, oh, he's just BSing us. He, you know, come on, fans, I'm about to do the RKO.
He's like, it's like when Jericho came back and mocked everybody. Like, when he first came back, he wasn't a bad guy, but he quickly turned it because he just ran around looking like a douche.
When he wasn't speaking?
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't do Randy Orton any favors that they put him in a, you know, the Bray Wyatt feud, which was terrible, which was a gimmicky and awful.
And everybody wanted Bray to keep winning.
Yes. And now Jinder Mahal, they're putting him against Jinder Mahal, which, you know, depending on how you look at it, we've said it before the show, Brandon, I'm happy for Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I want every guy to get a chance, and that's cool. But, you know, if you really think that Jinder Mahal is going to win this Sunday, then... I don't know. Make up your own joke here.
Then we're glad you're listening, Great Khali.
Okay, moving on. Let's go. All right, so whatever. That's done. Randy's dead to us.
Is he?
I don't think he's ever alive to Dalton, apparently.
Probably not.
Dalton, who's your favorite wrestler?
Mine?
Meth Pac or X-Pac?
Oh!
I wish those tests would come back.
I legitimately hurt Dalton's feelings that time. I'm Man, sorry. Asa, let's get to the shows.
Let's get to the shows now. Yeah.
I like X-Pac. I love X-Pac. I liked him when he was the 1-2-3 kid. I liked him when he was 6.
You don't have to keep making it up to Dalton.
I've got to tell you, I will put money on that it's not meth.
Go ahead.
We hope it's not.
We really hope it's not.
Yeah.
Because that would be really stupid to take meth like to a freaking airport.
I mean,
no one's that
stupid. Pot's pretty dumb too.
He's not a rapper.
Pot is very dumb. The other thing I wanted to touch on real quick was at the New Japan ROH show, joint show War of the Worlds. They unveiled the IWGP US title. They're going to do a tournament for that. They announced Jay Lethal was the first entrant. I think they announced one or two other guys. I don't remember.
I also saw that Io Shirai has signed with WWE at this point.
Yep.
So that's cool, too, because we mentioned that she wasn't signing like last week. Now she has. Mm-hmm. So good for her. And I also probably mispronounced her name. She's a great wrestler, though. She's really good. Dalton, you and I both like that title.
Yeah, I think it looks unique.
Asa did not.
I wasn't a fan of it. Just in the like, it's got the red strap. It just looks big. It's a big gold championship with a U.S. flag in the middle. And to me, it just looks gaudy. And there's just something about the flag placement that looks off-centered or tilted, and it makes me itchy.
Something about me and wrestling belts, the gaudier the belt, the more I like it. Like Damone's belt that he brings in from I forget where it is. Like
RSMBF.
That I think it's from Purgatory.
Yeah,
Purgatory. I love that belt. I love the CCW belt. I'll tell you the belt I don't like. That's the WWE either of them.
I like the regular the one that's on SmackDown. Fine.
The Universal title is definitely the worst.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's just the worst belt I've seen in chain. I like the 205 Live Championship better.
I just wish it wasn't purple. Someone did a mock-up of it where it was black and gold instead of purple and silver, and it looks a million times better. That looks legit.
Tweet Vince.
No, thank you.
It's the power of Twitter.
He's probably got me blocked already. I don't know. Just from the show.
From when you were supposed to be in the Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I had some words with him.
That bastard.
Well, you did call dibs.
I did, and here I am.
They gave it to Roman instead.
I just think JBL runs his Twitter. He likes to blog.
That makes me happy.
Okay, so it's going to be a big weekend of wrestling.
The weakest.
And we're going to save the best for last, as we often do here. So we're going to talk about that Cape Championship Wrestling show. We're going to devote the last part of the show to that. Let's get through the other ones first, though, WWE style. On Saturday, we got NXT TakeOver Chicago.
Yes.
That's going to be a disaster.
Is it?
I mean, just from the Chicago. Like, I'm hoping that they're not as brutal on NXT as they are to WWE with the CM Punk chants and stuff like that.
Except for the Hideo Itami.
Yeah, they'll get on him pretty hard.
But
well, he already said on what was it on Twitter that he was going to use his own go to sleep or something like that.
No, he can't think of a better place to use his go to sleep than in Chicago.
Oh, that's instant heel turn right there. What's our card for that?
For Chicago.
For Chicago, only in Chicago.
They only have 4 matches listed. But they're all championship matches. First one will be the WWE UK title match, Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne.
I'm excited about that. And I know how you feel about them doing the UK title on NXT, and I agree with you. I agree with you. But I am excited to see the match, and I'm excited that Jim Ross is going to be calling it.
Yeah, Jim Ross.
That makes me happy.
Jim Ross. I wish he was doing the entire show.
Agreed.
Rather than just the UK stuff. And yeah, when you only have four matches, so you have a total of nine NXT people wrestling on a takeover, that's... There's no reason for the UK, especially if the show is starting. Why would you not have the championship match that inaugural show?
Because right. They went too long between the tournament and the show.
That you think they needed a shot in the arm.
They need to keep it relevant. And this is the best place to do it, honestly.
Did you guys watch the UK tournament?
If you want it to feel really important, then do it on like Backlash. Or do it on a Raw or SmackDown where even more people will be watching as opposed to just your NXT audience who is already going to be aware of the UK stuff. If you want to keep it relevant, put it in front of the people who have no idea what else this would be and who would have missed the tournament.
But it's going to be a good match.
I'm sure it'll be a good match, really good. But I like my NXT talent more than the UK guys.
I'm excited to see the match.
I want to see the match, like, too.
I feel like this is a good lead-in to the show. I'm kind of the opposite of it. I think it's a good idea to do it because it's going to give... just a reminder, being like, hey, this is going to be a weekly thing, like, or however long it's going to be. Like, you need to tune into this. This is a good time to do it.
I think it makes the show feel fresh. Like, I don't know what it is, but the past NXT TakeOver and maybe the one before that, I've started to lose my luster for it.
I think this one is right before Backlash. I think the reason is because it's right before Backlash.
Which makes no sense.
Instead of right before SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Rumble.
And honestly, I'm fine with them doing more frequent Takeovers than just four-year.
Do you think it's just make it a monthly pay-per-view?
Maybe not even monthly, but if you do every 2 or 3 months, then...
But the issue with doing it that often compared to the way it was is you're going to run into the chance of having bad ones.
Well, not only that, but my problem
with
it is...
They've already had bad ones.
It seems inconsistent then. Like, you know, it made sense that you had a takeover before the big shows. Now, if you just do it, like, well, we're going to do it 5 times a year or something like that, like, where's the consistency? Where do you... You're putting it in front of the big shows. Are you going to put it just before one random pay-per-view? Why not two?
Yeah.
Why
not do it? It's become extremely boring.
It's running the risk of it, I think, and I don't know what it is. Like,
I can tell you what it is. Bringing up the talent before they're ready. I mean, if they wouldn't have brought up, like, Cruz, he would still be down there, and he needed that. They see, like, potential, and then they bring these guys up. And then some guys they bring up, and it's like, one, like, that makes no sense. Like the guy with the guitar.
Drifter?
Yeah.
Eli Samson?
What? Like, he was a pretty much a jobber down there. But who's going against Rude for the title?
A Tommy. Yeah.
Okay. So he comes back. He's healthy for a month, and go ahead and put him in the top. They have no one. Like Chris Hero is
Cassius Ohno
is the only one that's like legitimate that can, you know, contend for the title, because a Tommy's not going to. I mean, you can't put the title on him because he could get hurt next week. I mean, he can't prove he hasn't proven where he can stay healthy.
So you think he's on a probationary period?
Yeah, I mean, you got to see how he reacts and how long he can stay healthy. You don't know when he's going to break something, tear something.
As long as Riddick Moss doesn't drop him on his head again,
yeah,
and well, it should be okay.
I mean, not saying it's not his fault, but I went to an NXT show like last month. And it was okay, but when you got to it, they had to bring Ty Dillinger back to go against Bobby Roode because there was no one there that you could put in that even looked. You know, like a Tommy wrestled, but, I mean, I forget who he wrestled. You wouldn't know.
I think if he hadn't gotten hurt by now, a Tommy would be
Yeah, he would have been a top man, guy, yeah, you know? Because they were pushing him to that point. But, yeah. I mean, like I said, here Ohno is the I gotta get used to. He'll always be a hero to me. But
it's the same way. Like I keep calling him Galloway. It's like nope, it's back to McIntyre because it took me forever to remember
now,
Galloway.
That would be if they can develop him and like push him to that point. Yeah, he could feud with.
He's on the path already. Yeah.
And that's the thing that kind of bugs me about the UK Championship is Galloway's not or McIntyre's not on the card. Almas isn't on the card. Aleister Black's not on the card. There's all these guys, you know, they do this huge thing with Roderick Strong to, like, he lost the number one contender match to Tommy, but he has nothing, he's not doing anything else. Like, even if it is just like a one-off, like even if it's a way to start a feud.
Well, I was about to say, I could think of a handful of guys in NXT that I could see as potential main event risks to the title. Roderick Strong, basically all the people you just mentioned. I was going to say, do they have a match on the card?
No, Sanity is nowhere to be seen. Like,
I'm sure they'll be there. They'll be doing something.
So what is the actual card?
So it's Tommy and Bobby Roode. Then the match I'm most excited for on the WWE side of things this weekend is probably the tag team title match, Authors of Pain versus DIY in a ladder match.
That'll be good.
When Ciampa's going to turn on Gargano.
No, they are going to be friends forever.
Spoiler alert, Jason. Come on.
Sorry.
They're friends forever.
He's in the know.
They're best friends. They're finally going to win those titles back.
Yeah. I'm excited for the women's match.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that Ember Moon's not in it. I'm such a big Ember Moon fan.
Yeah, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Nikki Cross.
She's the only one that should win the women's title.
At this point, I agree with you. I think Nikki and Ruby can be like main event, you know, in the future. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're like Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. They're just not ready to beat Asuka. Yeah, like, there's a difference between Asuka and every other woman on that show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Well, the problem is, you've seen who Asuka's beat through her career, and then it's like, okay, now she's going to wrestle you. And it's like, Billy Kay?
And this is NXT's biggest issue, and it's an issue that it's just the nature of it, is that you have a big swell of talent. And this has happened more than once in NXT, where you have a big swell of talent, and then they get called up to the main roster, and then you're kind of on a down, and then you need to sign more people. Yeah. And then it swells. Unfortunately, right now, we're probably on the biggest decline that they've had ever.
See, and I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, when you look at the names that they have, they just haven't – I think what hurt NXT more than them bringing all of the wrestlers up to the main show, whether they were ready or not, is them losing their writer.
Yeah.
Him going to SmackDown has made SmackDown a million times better, but NXT has never recovered from him leaving.
I think it's time to send some of these guys that are floundering in WWE down to NXT and let them work there.
I do wish they would do that
more. Like what they did with Zack Ryder. Before they paired him up with Mojo Rawley, sending Zack Ryder to NXT, that's a huge shot to Zack, and it's a huge shot to NXT.
Whenever Neville won the belt, they did that with Titus O'Neil and Brodus Clay.
Yep.
That's good.
And do you remember who Seth Rollins beat to be the first ever NXT champion?
I know it. This guy.
Allie, you first.
Why?
Dalton knows it.
Dalton.
It's Jinder Mahal.
It's like he was doing nothing. That Kali story ended, and it was before he joined 3MB, and he just went down to...
Like, Tyler Breeze is a guy that needs to go back to NXT.
Not now.
No,
they finally decided to use him.
They're pushing him pretty well.
It only took him, like, 3 years. But...
Yeah, but how long is it going to last?
Oh,
Is this just a gender thing where it's this month because they needed something fresh?
I hope not. I hope that they realize, like, how kind of barren their tag team scene is.
It doesn't have to be. They're just not doing it correctly.
Right.
I mean, that's weird for me to say. I mean, it ain't like I work for them. I'm just, you know, the American Alphas, they have to be up there. I mean, the Usos are... They're just such a solid tag team. The Usos are great. You can put them in there with anybody and have good matches. But
day one
you
is
know,
H.
When, yeah, you bring you got Tyler and Fandango. You're just like, I mean, that's cool. You're pushing them, but I mean, do they really have a chance to win? I mean,
the same month that they're doing Jinder Mahal for the world title. I think Asa, you said
they
it was basically just
underdog.
Oh no, the tagline for Backlash was. Screw it.
Screw
you get a title match.
You haven't seen these yet, have you?
Let's put all these together, and then Kevin, you'll go against AJ for a second title.
I'm excited for Nakamura Ziggler.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that'll be a really, really good
match. You know my life with Ziggler. Like,
no, yeah, like this is just the...
It's too many times that they've been like, Ziggler's super important. No, he's not.
Well,
yes, he is.
See, but
no,
they're not treating him like he's an important. They're just treating him like he's a
he's
giant
a roadblock
douche.
For Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, well, regardless, he has consistently good work.
Wrestling,
he doesn't mean like he doesn't like Ziggler as a wrestler. He just means that he hates how WWE consistently
treats
him.
It's like Bray
him,
Wyatt. Like I love Dolph Ziggler as a wrestler, as a talent. I've always been a big fan of him. It's same thing as Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder's on that list now of like, my God, you have to stop screwing him over at some point and let them do something. Because, you know, 10 years of them taking Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler and putting him up and then down and then up and then down, eventually people just stop caring. Mm-hmm.
It gets old. It gets put out because eventually everyone falls in the same category that you're in where they go, okay, well, they're doing something fun with him. That's great. It's not going to last.
Right.
Whatever. And so you don't really invest in it the way that you should.
And then when they put those guys on there and they look at the ratings and the ratings are down for their segments and then they go, see, no one cares about him. And they blame the wrestler instead of realizing, no, it's because we don't do anything with them.
Mm-hmm. Ziggler should be the one challenging Bobby Roode for the title in NXT.
I would love that.
Ziggler in NXT would be amazing.
That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be incredible. That's a guy that can only do good going down there, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the NXT card.
Yeah, that's the NXT card.
I really
card.
Don't have much to say about it. It's going to be a good show, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It's
again, it's like I'm looking forward to pretty much all of the matches. It's just the build to it has been underwhelming.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just been this past year with NXT ever since Ryan Ward, I think was his name, left.
It was right around the time that, like, Shinsuke Nakamura won the title is when I started to see I just lost kind of interest in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it wasn't because Shinsuke won, because I love Shinsuke Nakamura. I think he's a great wrestler. But it's, I don't know. I don't feel the same way about it as I did when, you know, who was that one guy? Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. when Balor was champion. Like how excited I was for it. I don't know. I don't feel the same way. Let's go to Backlash.
Yeah.
Before we get Backlash over.
I wish so because of Injustice, we didn't watch SmackDown at all last night.
That's
we didn't watch NXT tonight.
And if you didn't watch our live stream of Injustice last night, shame on you.
But you can.
You can go to the Five Star Man's Twitch channel and watch that replay.
You did it.
I beat him.
I mean, but to be fair, Injustice has a lot of wrestling references.
It does.
Bane has a elbow drop. He does a suplex. He does an RKO.
Out of nowhere.
There's an achievement that I don't remember what it requires, but if you end a match, because he has, it's the Bane bomb, which is a power bomb, but if you burn.
With the character of Bane, it makes perfect
sense. Yeah, and it's awesome.
With the Lucha Libre mask.
And even Superman does the Roman Reigns punch.
What do you expect?
God
damn it. Reigns punch.
I got him.
Right. You got me on that one.
Oh, when he did that today, I just looked at him and just shook my head at him. Just
I am broken universe, Shannon Young.
on the pre-show for Backlash, I'm assuming there might be a storyline reason, but they may have just, again, look at the tagline of Backlash. Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. which it's a shame because like that'll be a good match if you get any decent time, but it's the pre-show, so who knows. Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura. This will be the first time Nakamura's actually wrestled on the main roster.
I'm sorry. that was me watching back.
Six women tag match: Naomi, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch versus the Welcoming Committee, I guess is their official team name. Natalia, Carmella, and Tamina.
You know,
and who's their manager?
With James Ellsworth.
Thirsty James Ellsworth.
CCW alum.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't leave out the one guy who made it to the mountaintop.
Yeah, the one guy, not the current tag team champion.
Yeah.
Didn't you beat him?
I may have come down.
You came close. You came close.
Before Jeff O'Dell.
I think we're going to talk about that a little later, actually.
Obsolete.
They announced a singles match on Talking Smack in probably my favorite segment this week in wrestling.
Allie and I watched that today.
Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
They do Talking Smack, and they're in the middle of a sentence, and all of a sudden Eric Rowan just wanders in with a bag.
Bag full
and he
of
sits,
sheep
he
masks.
Sits down. And they're just like, hey. And he just, like, Shane and Renee sell it just so well of them being legitimately kind of scared of him. And he just starts talking about how family and Lucas turned his back on family. He pulled out the clown mask from the I Want to Show You Something That Makes Me Laugh. So he puts on the clown mask, hands Renee a balloon, and pops it.
And then
starts laughing. But I didn't think it was him. I legitimately thought it was Shane because the laugh was way too high-pitched for what Rowan was speaking like.
I'm just glad they're doing something with him.
And then he showed him all of his friends that he made, and it's all the different, like, sheep masks.
Yes.
I thought it was really cool.
It was, for me,
it was creepy. I still have that because all of them had, like, strands of hair attached to them. And
which he tried to match up to Renee at one point.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he pulled the blonde one and just kind of held it up to her. And that's when Shane's like, how about we come over here? She got stuck on the microphone.
Yeah.
But then, like, my headcanon of that is because he was running these vignette videos on his Twitter. They weren't on the website. They weren't on YouTube. Like, they were just on his Twitter account of, like, weird criminal minds, like him in the sheet mask dragging a body, like, wrapped up in a tarp behind him.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to this shack, and it's got all of these news clippings of, like, another woman missing. Just weird, like, creepy stuff. So I'm like, okay, so that's hair from the people that he's killed. Because this dude's just a serial killer. Like, I hope when they release him, like, just legitimate police come and arrest him.
Yeah.
And he's just never seen or heard from again.
I feel like they're not going to do a serial killer gimmick in 2017, though.
I think this is the
90s?
I think this is the closest we're going to get with it, and I'm fine with it.
This is the same company. Allie, do you remember Katie Vick?
No.
This is the...
She's
no,
dead but to just, me.
I know we've talked about Katie. We've explained Katie Vick to you before.
This is the same company that did that, so I think they should do a serial killer gimmick. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be on board.
Screw it.
I would buy that more than Jinder Mahal. their fault, not Jinder Mahal's fault. That dude looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what owner of the company was next to me when Eric Rowan was in the ring, and he looked at him, and he said, "All hail Satan." And
wait, Eric Rowan said that, or the guy
next to him?
No, one of the CCW owners, maybe Ken, actually, maybe not.
I feel like it's probably Ken.
Yeah, I can definitely see Ken saying this.
Yeah, all hail Satan. And Eric just looked very put off by that and just shook his head like, sick freak. And just walked away like, wow, that's bad if you freak someone out like that.
Well, Ken's a disturbing guy. Yeah, he's off-putting. Oh. What about Backlash?
This is going to make him so uncomfortable.
I hope he doesn't listen to this show. No one tell Ken we did a show.
Sorry, Ken.
Ken didn't come with me to the show.
Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal. For the WWE Championship, and just the greatest version of the screw it.
Yeah,
because
why not? Though? Because they don't. This they don't is my pay-per-views anymore.
This is my only problem with it. It's the fact that all of a sudden we have someone who has done nothing but lose embarrassingly, except for maybe like twice on TV since he came back.
Yeah,
and now
he lost to Mojo Rawley the week before he won the number one contendership for the title.
You have two smaller versions of you, so no, now that makes you legit.
Or for Dr. Evil.
It's but true.
They don't do pay-per-views anymore. Did they even do it at all at this point?
I don't think so.
It's just network, right?
I think like WrestleMania is the only one still that you can actually like buy on pay-per-view.
Well, with the network, they afford them so many opportunities to put guys who are not necessarily main event draws in the main event because there's nothing to lose, really. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't lose that $60 on, I don't know what's happening over here. They're smelling a cherry 7-Up can.
You don't like cherries?
No.
You don't like 7-Up?
No.
It smells like an air freshener.
7-Up. Yours.
No, it's make 7-Up yours.
I can't reply to that.
There's no comment.
I want to point out to you, no one had to know that was happening.
Yeah, no, he's really bad about it. He is really bad about that. You can't do anything.
I want the people to know what's happening on the show, guys.
But when we're being quiet about it? We don't want them to know what's going on.
But it's
on the
distracting.
Show.
And then when he gets distracted, he's like explaining why he sounds distracted.
I think of 7-Up cans, yeah. But anyway, like I was saying, the pay-per-view business is dead. So now you can do that and you don't have to worry about losing that $60 a pop.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I like Jinder Mahal. I liked him when he first debuted as like the guy who owned Great Khali's family. Like,
was
I thought,
that him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he ended up...
I get all of my racist stereotypes mixed up.
Right.
Like, I thought it was Tiger Ali Singh.
No, that was like 20 years ago.
Oh. Or Daivari.
That was 8 years ago.
Kurt Angle.
No, his brother. I didn't say which one.
Racist.
Which one. His brother wrestles.
They all look alike, Dalton.
Come on.
I don't know. Then again, Daivari did, in Lucha Underground, he does come from that rich Persian family. Bought his way into the temple.
That's true.
When we said earlier that some people don't like all of wrestling, I don't like Lucha Underground. Oh. It hasn't caught me.
It's fine. You can be wrong.
That's just wrong.
Lucha Underground is wonderful. You got to start from the beginning and watch it, though.
I've only seen half of the first episode and clips from other shows. And if you've just seen clips, you would go,
What is this?
Like, this ain't wrestling.
So you should give it more than just half of the show.
I want to.
Just watch the matches, because the matches are incredible.
I want the storyline. Like, I'm trying to give it a chance. I hate when WWE does it, because that's not how they do their show. Yeah,
as much as I don't like Matt Stryker a lot of the time, he and Vampiro do a really good job of giving the story behind the matches, like, early on in the fights. Like, okay. I will give them credit for that.
So, like, when I first started watching Lucha Underground, I was not sold on it. Mm-hmm. I did not like the cheese ball soap opera, so over the top aspect of it.
Like a movie.
Yeah. But then I found I was still watching it. And I was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I changed my mind on it because I invested in it. And I had to look at it from a separate perspective of, you know, from the way that I do things or the way that the WWE does things that I've been watching my whole life. They've embraced a part of the business that no one else really has on that level yet. And I think it's really cool. It opens up a whole new realm for the business.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My 7-year-old daughter, we were sitting at home Monday night, and I was like, hey, Ross has come on, you want to watch it? And she's like, no, I just want to watch the repeat of Lucha Underground. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I love Sexy Star. And I was like, okay, cool. And like, she knows all the people. And that's what Lucha Underground is, kind of. Their matches are like super entertaining. Like all of them are high impact, going 100 miles an hour. It's one of those where, you know, you don't ever expect Alexa Bliss to get a win over AJ Styles.
Right.
Yeah. You know, or something like that. But they worked it out where Sexy Star defeated Mil Máscaras, you know, and stuff like that. So it's kind of got that anybody can win kind of feel to it. I think they did a great job. The talent there is incredible.
It's like, stacked.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, just wish that you could book like Prince Puma or Matanza.
I was going to make that Prince Puma joke. He stole it from me.
Gosh.
That's why you're the always the people's champ, forever champ, ultra champ. Yeah.
Be like DDT and just start naming, just start adding adjectives to a title. There you go.
So I'm just going to do the hashtag, the one true champ.
That's championship. That'll work.
One champ to rule them all.
It's just going
to
be a big hashtag with a strap around it.
I'm going to start doing a bunch of hashtags.
Oh, my God.
Start doing a bunch of hashtags.
That would be his million-dollar championship.
I think that's going to be my new thing.
Get you a title belt that's just a giant gold hashtag.
Oh, man. That sounds so gaudy.
That's your million-dollar title, like Asa said.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. Who's going to fund it?
GoFundMe.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You can have my hernia money. I'm not going to use it.
No, you're using it. You're using it.
Anyway.
Two more matches on Backlash.
We're back on that.
The Usos versus Breezango, the Fashion Police.
So
I love them. I don't care. Like, the fact that they finally, like, because when they were randomly paired together, it made sense. Like, okay, well, you're a self-absorbed model.
Pretty
boy. Like, and then, you know, then Fandango kind of. I wish it could just be Johnny Curtis, but we're getting more and more of the Johnny Curtis kind
just
of seeping into.
One of them beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
I kind of like the idea of their tag team, though. It reminds me of kind of like Chuck and Billy, you know, whenever they did their tag team, everybody hated that at first, but. It got over.
I think it went on a little too long, like three minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes too long.
They're both dead, they're not coming. Don't worry. That'll make you sad.
No, I like the Fashion Police. I like the tickets. The
citations. Yeah. Amazing.
I like the Fashion Files. The second one was bad, but the third one was really good. They did another one.
I haven't seen the newest one.
Well, we were told it was bad.
I think logically, one of these people have to win. Between Breezango or
okay, John Madden. It's a great call.
Breezango and Jinder Mahal.
Oh.
Like, you think one of those guys, one of them has to win, but which one?
I honestly don't think either will.
I think Jinder Mahal is going to win the title. Brandon laughed at me.
The rumor of them expanding into the Indian market, like,
yeah,
is the only
Ring Ka King.
Maybe I don't know.
It does make sense.
I mean,
look,
it does,
here's what doesn't make sense is January, Cena had the title, correct? Royal Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he won the title.
Yeah. February, he lost at Elimination Chamber, and that was Bray.
I hated that
Randy
so much.
Randy won it
at
WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania. Now, they're not going to.
Hot shot.
Drop the title every month.
That title's been bouncing.
You said that about
a lot.
WrestleMania.
I did. I didn't think there was any way. I thought that was the stupidest thing ever. I mean, drop it the next month. It's still.
Because I held on to that like a security blanket. Like, Bray Wyatt's going to get a WrestleMania win. This is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Why is this happening?
He
won the feud, though. Did you see the.
They dropped that fridge on him.
The trash fire match? What was it called?
Dives.
House of Trash Birds.
Yeah, not everybody can put on a classic like House of Horrors.
I mean, you're right, though. From the perspective of that title should not be bouncing around like that. It doesn't really make a whole hell of a lot of sense. It makes the title seem, and the title run seem kind of pointless.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because they have been doing it the way they are, and they are expanding into the Indian market,
might as well
keep
go
going.
5 for 5.
I mean, yeah. Why the hell not?
Reach for those stars.
And
moons and candles.
Mm-hmm. And the Usos have held, like, since they turned on American Alpha, like, I've liked them a lot. more.
Yeah,
I think they're doing. I like their promos, the way they kind of like finish each other's sentences. It feels organic.
Yeah,
and,
might be twins.
And believable. They have some kind of connection there. It's that twin magic that works for them.
That's a great gimmick. Someone should use that in wrestling.
But I want Tyler Breeze to have a championship. I don't care which one it is at this point. Just let him hold on to those tag belts.
Other than just gorgeous.
Give him a fluke win and then just let the Usos demolish him next time.
There is always a good chance he could be Impact Champion in the next year.
That's very true.
Why not have Breezango win, and then because they're both such narcissists, have them be jealous of each other and it break up the team?
No, don't do that because I want the Fashion Police to stick around.
Do you think they'll redo the belts?
That would be funny.
Oh,
if they hadn't like just debuted those belts though.
Put some fidget spinners on it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Oh my God.
That'd be great. All right, so.
And then the real main event of Backlash, the United States Championship, Kevin Owens, the new face of America, against AJ Styles.
That's another one that made no sense to me. To have Jericho win it and then lose the following SmackDown.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Like, just let people hold the titles longer.
I'll ask him about that Thursday.
You should. Just,
you monster.
When you get him to sign that Masada picture for Lou.
Who? Was she the one that dropped the title?
The same.
Yeah, on Nitro?
All right, so that's Backlash. Yes?
Yeah.
That's all. We're good. It's exciting.
I like going to Styles.
I want to see it. I want to see it, yeah. I want AJ Styles to win. All the time.
It won't happen.
No.
It won't. I know Owens is going
to
win.
One belt has to change hands.
I'm fine with... No, it doesn't. Have you seen the majority of pay-per-views WWE does?
I bet you if a belt changes hands, though, it's Jinder Mahal. I think Jinder Mahal is going to win it. I really do.
Bollywood.
He's got them Bollywood boys.
The Singh brothers. They're different.
And also on Saturday, let's talk about this. That's why we got these guys here. Cape Championship Wrestling presents the Ashley McCuller Memorial Show. Now, the proceeds of this are going to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Correct.
It's a great cause. It's a great card. Let's just start with the big match because we got Brandon here. I want to talk to Brandon about this. Brandon, you've been coming on the show for months now, every so often, and most of the time you came on the show, it wasn't always friendly. Last month at the Super Show, and I'm not going to do a told you so thing because I don't do that. Lesser journalists do it. I don't do that. But I did tell you so, and Jeff O'Dell. Like the snake he was, he turned his back on you. He picked Hollis Giroux. He gave a BS reason at the show at the panel the next day about how you just weren't cutting it. You chose family over Pinnacle Matters. Remember that? That was a fun one. Yeah. You got your rematch against Hollis Giroux at this show. I saw the picture for the card, like the poster. Great poster, by the way. And Hollis is just a smiling like he's on top of the world. What does that smile do to you when you see that? Because you look pissy. You always look pissy, for one.
Yeah, Brandon never smiled with the championship.
Keep in mind, I was happy to be champion. I mean, I think anybody that has a title is going to be happy to be champion. But with Hollis doesn't know what he's got himself into. Hollis has no idea what it means to hold that title in this company. He's held titles in other companies, but those companies were not CCW. It's on a whole nother level.
Right.
And to be honest, I'm not angry at Hollis Giroux. I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at Jeff. And because I'm angry at Jeff, I am going to beat the living hell out of his new champion. I'm going to be merciless with Hollis Giroux. If Hollis Giroux thought getting his head smashed into that cage over and over and over was a problem, he is going to look back on that memory fondly after I beat the hell out of him on Saturday. And it's not because I hate Hollis Giroux. He made what he thought was a good business decision. He thought he was going to make money and line his pockets, and that's fine. I get that. You do what you got to do to put food on the table. But Jeff O'Dell has backed a horse that I plan on crippling now.
What are you more excited about for this weekend? Getting your shot at the title, or are you after Jeff O'Dell? Who are your eyes on more?
Both. I mean, both. If I take the title back from Hollis Giroux, I accomplish my goal in pissing off Jeff O'Dell. And at the same time, if I go in there and if I could put my hands on Jeff O'Dell without losing my license, I would. And that would be my main focus. The problem is I can't do that. So I have to get creative. The best way to hurt Jeff O'Dell is to hurt his little group, the Pinnacle.
And it's really nothing personal against any of those guys. It's nothing personal against Billy. It's nothing personal against Del Tucker. It's only personal with Jeff O'Dell. And because they are aligned with him and he is invested in them, they are targets now.
Has anybody from Pinnacle reached out to you after what happened at Super Show?
Nah. No. No. And it's probably for the best, to be honest. I don't have a whole lot of nice things to say to any of them. Because what's the point of me telling Billy, for example, no hard feelings, but if I get a chance to smash your head in, I will, just to piss off Jeff.
Dalton, you've been waiting for this for a while, to have Brandon on here where he doesn't hate you.
I don't think that's changed. I just think his motivations of who he's going to beat up in the ring's different.
I saw a different Brandon at the Super Show because I was critical of you. I wrote an article. You weren't too happy about it. And I stand by what I said, that you would become a crutch, this Jeff O'Dell thing, relying on him to get the victories because you were good enough, but it was easy. It was easier to rely on Jeff O'Dell, and the Pinnacle would make it happen. But when you lost the title, you gave a speech. If you didn't go to the Super Show, by the way, shame on you as well, because it was an amazing show, fantastic show. At the end, you gave a speech to the crowd, to a standing ovation, and you seemed genuinely thankful. And not only that, but you had a fire that I hadn't seen in a while. So I feel like this is a different Brandon Barbed Wire. This is not the same Brandon Barbed Wire that asked Jeff to throw him the title so he could cheat to win. This is a different Brandon Barbour, I feel like. Do you not feel that way, Dalton? Does he see a different man standing in front of you?
No, it's the same guy. It's like he's going to – Brandon, are you going to pull out a new moveset on Saturday? Are you going to be
– A couple dives maybe?
About to say, are you going to wrestle the way you always do?
I mean, I hate to disagree with you and agree with you, frankly.
Yeah,
terrible.
I don't think that you have not changed one bit from the last month. You're just – it's a different motivation now.
I mean, and pretty much that's true. I mean, the thing is that I am who I am. I've never claimed to be a nice guy. I don't pretend that saying that I'm going to bash in Hollister Rose's head is a nice thing to do. It's certainly not something that a nice guy would do. Who I am hasn't changed fundamentally. What changed and what you saw was appreciation. Appreciation for anybody and everybody that's on the barbed wire bandwagon, anyone that supports me. I lost that title. I stood up to a standing ovation. I have never talked down to anyone that supports me. And especially if I'm doing things that are, air quotes, questionable, they supported me regardless. I did ask Jeff for that title. You say I'm using it as a crutch. I say I'm being smart. Opportunistic. You do whatever you got to do to win, and you take any advantage that you can get.
But now you're on the other side. Now you're on the other side. You don't have that crutch or opportunity anymore. Now you are against the very thing that you helped build up to the top. Now you've got the Pinnacle coming after you. You have a strategy for this.
Let's correct real quick. I do not have the Pinnacle coming after me. The Pinnacle has me coming after them.
And however you want to put it, I mean, you still have to be aware that there's a good chance that this is not going to go well.
Like you know firsthand what Jeff O'Dell is capable of. You know what kind of bag of tricks he has in his back pocket. So, you know.
And how does that not give me an advantage?
Because now it's directed at you.
And sheer numbers.
Because
alone.
You still have to, because, you know, you're going to have one. You can't just, you know. Hollis has put up a hell of a fight against you before. And, you know, some would make the argument. I'm not making that argument, but the reason you survived that was with the help of Jeff O'Dell.
I've said it on this program with you guys multiple times, and I feel like it's just not sinking in. Maybe you guys just aren't getting it. Maybe you don't understand me when I say to you, the Pinnacle was a luxury and not a necessity.
No, but now there's someone else's luxury.
But yeah, but now you don't have that luxury.
And not
now
only,
someone else has that luxury.
So I got to do.
So you have to keep one eye on Hollis, and you're also going to have to know that Jeff is out there plotting something, because this isn't going to be a one-on-one match. This isn't going to be a fair match for you.
Why not have someone to watch your back? Someone like Austin Lane, someone like Blaster, guys that are Sexy Sarge, guys that have had, you know, people that the Pinnacle turned their back on them. People have
why
them
not
over.
Is because of you. And people like you. That's why not.
He pointed at Asa.
You know, anyone.
And Jason.
You know, the fact is whenever you have someone tell you, or at least make it out like your accomplishments and your successes are all because of a, quote, crutch, it makes you want to motivate to prove those people wrong. I mean, the fact is I don't have a problem with you personally. I appreciate your journalistic integrity.
I lose friends for it.
And all of that is great and fine and wonderful, but in the end, when it comes right down to it, I don't need the pinnacle.
Don't do any of this for us. Like, if you're saying, like, well, I want to prove you guys wrong, like, we don't doubt how good you are. I wouldn't invite you on the show if you weren't good. Like, there's a reason I say I want Brandon Barbwire on the show, because I know Brandon Barbwire is the top of the mountain.
No,
you don't owe us anything.
I'm not doing it for you guys. I'm doing it alone because of you guys.
Well, I don't think Sarge and Blaster and Austin really care for you that much either.
And that's probably true. I mean,
yeah, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. It's a classic line. There's strength in numbers. I personally, like, I try not to be biased. I try not to be. You made it very hard because you're very unlikable as a person. But
thank you.
I've always respected you as a champion, and I've lost a little bit of respect for Hollis Giroux for, you know, doing the exact opposite, for going down that dark path and deciding, well, the only way I can win is if I'm on the bad guy's team. I mean, I get it. Everyone gets tired of getting steamrolled. Everyone joined the NWO because they were tired of getting beat up by the NWO. But at the same time, I would like to see you get the title back this Saturday.
I would like to see me get the title back.
That would be a great visual.
Now, and Brent, I kind of just have a weird side question, and I've been thinking about this since you've announced the card, Jason, but are you going to be kind of looking at this card a little bit closer, knowing that everybody else in the Pinnacle has a match? Are you kind of hoping that everybody that they're facing does a little bit extra job so you have less to worry about in that main event? Because, like we said, you know what Jeff Odell is capable of. I'm not saying that he's going to bring everybody out. We've seen him bring out five people to the ring before. Are you hoping that maybe Sergeant Blaster put a little bit extra hurt on Billy and Dell?
Or maybe Marco gets drunk and
again
distracts them.
Or, like,
he can't reach the doorknob of the dressing room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, are you kind of, like, looking at this card hoping that everybody puts a little bit extra hurt on the Pinnacle before your match? So that's less that you may have to deal with?
Well, you had asked me earlier if, you know, if I was going to break out a different moveset or if anything had changed from that perspective. And no, my moveset isn't any different. I'm not studying Death Valley drivers, you know, but.
How about that Michinoku driver?
I'm staying away from that.
I want to see the barbed wire bomb.
Which is just, what, a modified power bomb?
You tell me. You're the artist.
Came up with a name.
But no, I was just saying.
I came up with the Holocaust, too, and I'm not proud of that one.
But no, I'm just saying because – and that was just saying that you have not changed in the last month. But I'm just saying, like, as somebody looking at this card knowing that you have the last match.
What I was getting at, though, is the fact that even though my moveset and the way that I will conduct myself in the ring hasn't changed – because of the numbers game and because of the situation that I am very well aware that I am in, my thought process is different going into each and every show from this point forward because I have to be smarter. I have to be crueler. And the one advantage that I have, especially for this show, which may not be true moving forward, is that I'm the main event. I will be the last match, which means everyone else gets to go before me, which gives me time to watch and manipulate and take advantage of weaknesses that I see exposed during their matches. You know, moving forward, I may not have that advantage, but for this month, for Saturday, I have the advantage of going out there after everybody else has already done their stuff, and I will be paying very close attention.
And this isn't Sting versus NWO. You're not going to be going out these matches with a bat, beating all the Pinnacle members up to get them out of the way first, because you said you have no ill will towards them. It's just Jeff Odell.
I'm gonna not throw that out of the possibility realm because Brandon is a wild card to me most of the time.
Well, if it's a bat, it's wrapped in
barbed
wire. Hatred.
Oh.
Yeah. Barbed wire. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I think you've misunderstood me. I don't have anything personal against those guys, but I will hurt them if nothing else, and for no other reason than to piss off Jeff Odell. They're targets. They are on my list, and it's not because I hate them. It's because they're aligned with Jeff Odell.
If that doesn't sell you on this Saturday, by the way, seeing Brandon versus Hollis in that rematch, you need to check your wrestling fan card because that's going to be hot, Allie.
Yes.
Jason, let's go to you for a second. Let Brandon cool off for a little bit.
All right.
You've mentioned on the show before about what this card means to you personally. But, again, let us know. Let the people that maybe didn't hear you on that show of what this Ashley McClure Memorial means.
Well, this is the fifth one that we have done. Brandon's been in a few of them. Three. And I think it's become, even before, like, I started out, before I had CCW and stuff, this was my first ever promotion. You know, that was the first thing I did, and I worked really hard at it. I mean, I would go around and find sponsors and all that. But Ashlyn's parents are actually coming to the show this weekend from Mississippi. Yeah. So they're going to be coming up. I'm really happy they are. It's been one of those when you have kids, you feel differently about a lot of things. A lot of things change when you see how they grow up and you see them get sick and stuff like that. And I couldn't imagine losing one of my kids, especially to something you can't control, a disease that just is awful. And for me, I can do a lot of things. But knowing the people that I know and being able to create a wrestling show to give anything back that I can to help St. Jude's Children's Hospital and taking care. Because a lot of people don't understand, when you go in there as a family, they pay every one of your bills because you're in there for a year. I mean, your car note's paid, your house note, your electric, your water, all that's paid by them. And they take care of your kid. So anything that we give back that can help that cause is so much, you know, is well worth it. And there it's been, through the years, very stressful. It's hard to do. This is actually, luckily, with the help of Lee, Ken, Brandon, a lot of guys helping me out, all the sponsors. This has been the easier one to do. And I think this is going to be one of the most profitable ones we do for this cause. We've raised lots of money before. I think we're close to close to about $7,000, I think they said. From six to seven, we're in between that, is what we raised in the 5 years. But this year, I think we're going to get a good dent in it with cool things like Blaster. He has his mask.
Yeah.
And he actually painted one with the St. Jude symbol on it. And he's going to auction that off at the show.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Just to give money back. The T-shirts from Simo Imprints that they're doing, they're awesome. They got the complete card on back with the memorial on front and everything. Stuff like that is really cool. And
those are going to be for sale this weekend at the show?
Yeah, we're going to have them for sale this weekend at the show. It's going to be just, I think it's going to be a really, really good night. The people down at Harley has been super nice to us. And, of course, it's going to be an incredible show. When we got that much talent at a show and the fans of CCW are there, and it's going to be a smaller venue, it's going to be, you know, one of those is going to have almost a Delta feel to it, you know.
More intimate, though, like for the hardcore fans and the people that want to support
this. I mean, you're going to be close. You're going to be watching everything. It's going to be fun.
Right.
And I like those. You know, I love the arena, but I really like Delta. I like going to Delta. I like going to Chaffee because you felt like, you know, really, like, close. I mean, even at the arena, you're close, but, I mean, that's a huge place.
Right.
Here it's going to be really, really fun, and people are going to get to see and interact more than we have since, like, November.
Right.
And it's going to be a great time, and I'm hoping to raise a bunch of money for St. Jude, and I think we will. And I'm very excited about it. And I appreciate you guys letting us promote and letting us come on and sharing stuff on Facebook with us and just helping out. We really appreciate that. To get the word out.
Well, we love CCW, obviously. Yeah. We've made that pretty well known. And it's a stacked card. Like, not only do you have Brandon taking on Hollis for the title in that epic rematch, Billy and Dell are going to go up against Sarge and Blaster for the tag titles. Wrestling legend Tracy Smothers is going to be there. That's
Tracy's
pretty cool.
Yep.
How'd that happen? Because at this point, I believe just as much that you called and said, hey, we're doing this, you want to be a part of it, as he called and said, hey, you're doing this, can I be a part of it?
Well, the funny thing is, Mickey Knuckles, who was here last month, is really good friends with Tracy. And we were talking about stuff, and it's like, hey, you know, you might want to see if Tracy wants to come down, just hang out, do some stuff. I mean, it'd be cool. I wasn't really going to bring in any names for the show because I thought the talent alone was going to be enough.
Right.
But Tracy... he called me, and we talked about everything. I guess him and Mickey talked, And we just kind of went back and forth on things. And he was booked originally. And he called the promoter and he was like, hey, I got this going on, you know. And I guess that promoter decided, I don't know if they didn't run the show or what happened with it, but he called me. He's like, hey, I'm open. Can I come? I was like, absolutely. We'd love to have you. And some people, I mean, Tracy's been around for a long, long time. I mean, in the Memphis area, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, you can watch on the network, WWE Network, Smoky Mountain. He was one of the top guys there. Every episode you see has Tracy Smothers in it. Mm. And then you go to ECW and the FBI and stuff that he did there.
That's where I heard the most from. Yeah.
And then back WCW when him and Brad Armstrong were like the Southern Wild Oz Southern Boys or something like that. They had a good tag team title run. And he was even in WWE for a little bit with Freddie Boy Floyd, I think was his name.
I'm going on the Wikipedia page now.
Bart Gunn and Freddie versus Billy Gunn and I can't remember. Freddie Joe Floyd. Yeah, that was his WWE name. So Tracy's been around for a long time. He's a super nice guy. He's really like he truly is a legend, especially in like Tennessee and stuff like that. So it's really cool he's coming out. And then Casino's coming back with a championship, that's really cool. Going against a newcomer, Justin Dier, who made a name for himself, St. Louis, pretty exciting wrestler. It's a good time to bring in some new talent for this show.
And a lot of good returning ones too. Davey Vega's going to be there.
Vega's
he was
back.
Just at the Super Show. Won the was an MWR wrestler to was it to look out for or a wrestler to watch?
I think it was up and comer. Yeah.
And we saw Davey at the first show. You know, and incredible there. Mm-hmm. Glad he's back. Espy is going to be back. Espy always brings it. Mm-hmm. Of course, Little Bit's going
to
be there.
Yeah. I'm happy to see Baracus back. I liked him a lot in his match with Kyle
and the Hustlers. Hustler's going to be there,
because they're facing Casey Finest.
Yep, Casey's Finest.
What can you tell us about?
Well, Casey's Finest are from Kansas City.
But are they?
They could be a barbecue brand. I don't know. Like, there's a tag team, and one of them is Phoenix. He's part of Casey's Finest.
I like that. I like Phoenix.
And his partner, I think it's Aaron Clay is his name, he goes by, and they wrestle over there in the KC area. They'll be coming in. They want to go against those Arkansas guys, those LA Hustlers. So,
Los Angeles, Arkansas?
Yeah.
We were just in Arkansas. I was just in Arkansas the other day. Could have seen Austin Lane. Didn't get to. Not much there. Tell Austin, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You just went to the wrong parts.
I just
and about
to back
Austin,
to Missouri
too,
faster.
A lot of people ask me why he wasn't on the card, why he's not here. He was going to push off his vacation. He normally does his family vacation. He was going to push off to come to the show.
He's been posting about that for
months.
Yeah. him and Nikki.
He was actually going to push it back 1 week and go next weekend. But when we were on the at Comic-Con and we were doing the big whatever the talk or whatever when
the
they
Q&A.
Like that Q&A and they were he kind of mentioned that he had a pretty bad injury. His ribs, like, they were cracked and then one of the muscles had pulled away from one of them. It didn't seem like it was like that pleasant to walk around like that. So I just told him, don't even worry about it. I mean, he needs to get healthy because when he'll be back in June, and he needs to be 100% going into stuff like that. Because even if I have guys wrestle with injuries all the time, you know, all the time. But if I know about something, I can't just say, hey, you need to go out there and wrestle, or I'm going to book you in a match against, you know,
you can't
Billy
ignore
or something like that. Because if you get hurt anymore, it doesn't do any good for our company, you know, just to have an injured wrestler, you know, just to wrestle one show instead of taking off and being healthy the rest of the time.
And he deserves a break. You know, Austin. Mm-hmm. Austin goes real hard. I think Brandon deserves a break too, but I don't see you doing that.
I have no interest
ever.
In taking a break. And actually, now that we're talking about this with Austin, Austin's kind of got his own little crusade that he's going on with the Pinnacle right now. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on his Twitter. It's something that he's tweeted about more than once now. That's fine. Do what you got to do, Austin. Stay the hell out of my way. That's it. You do your thing. I'll do mine. Stay the hell out of my way.
right.
We are not friends.
Just hey, to so mention about
long
the pinnacle.
Before they team up? I'm taking bets right now.
You're taking bets.
Two shows before they nope. it happens.
Nope. Randy's like, nope.
No.
Nope. Side note on Pinnacle, Marco will not be there. Apparently, he got grounded for what Jeff said. And
drinking?
Legitimately, he has not been able to.
Sorry, Mandy.
Yeah, do anything. So he will not be there. He'll be back in June.
Mm-hmm. If maybe, his parents hopefully. Let that lift that ground.
No, it was it's supposed to was come it? Off the first week of June.
Is when he's he was off only grounded for a month.
But yeah. He might mess up again. There's a always chance. A chance that he's
keep him away from Billy's moonshine.
He will be making his wrestling debut in June.
Oh, I'm
if
excited
he's not
about
grounded.
That.
If he is not as grounded, long as he's I'm pretty sure this was pretty bad because he actually got a spanking and got grounded. So his parents
did
went
they take,
all out.
Did they take the Xbox away?
He's a PlayStation guy. Gone.
Oh,
yeah! They replaced it with an Xbox.
Yep,
and that online subscription is just as expensive
they gave
now.
Gave him a Wii. So yeah, have fun.
Yep, exactly. That's really what you get. So
I remember that. Yeah. Well, that's going to be great. That's this Saturday. We got to get out of here, but once again,
I will say I'm excited for the JD Open Challenge
yes.
as well.
Glad JD's back.
Yeah,
he is a Superman. Because
we talked to him about we talked to him at the Stride Show. He's like, yeah, they told me to be I'd be out 6 to 9 weeks. It was four, like he, so it was after this match. Yeah, he's like, so that was 4 weeks ago today. I'm like, well, that's insane.
If I could just talk him into being a little less inspirational, it makes me sick.
Well, I want to see, I figured you'd be really excited about Cody and Ace tagging up.
Oh, I am. I think I think it was Caleb Carter that posted like it was my dream team, and I'm like a little bit Ace Hawkins and the Cody Wilson together. Mm-hmm. That I am so excited for that. I love Ace. I love Cody. Obviously, I hope that this leads to something like that. I could see that as a permanent tag team. I really could because that's a great team.
Yeah. So they'll be taking on Tattoo and Davey Vega, which will not be easy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's where I'm sorry for Cody Wilson and Ace Hawkins.
That's another
yeah. That's pretty rough. And of course, you know, Sin and a little bit tagging a who against El Champo and Sarah.
Summers. Okay, so I've heard like four different names. For
El Champo.
It's El Champo?
I think
because it's like it's
know.
Like El Campeón.
Yeah,
I've seen
Campeón.
El Champ. Like someone's called
Champeón,
it El Champeón.
El Champion, the champion.
What kind of scoundrels are you bringing in?
Well,
is this another gunslinger that Odell found?
Hey, look what happened to the last one.
Apparently, this is like Sarah's like boy toy. You know, she's got
Billy.
She's got Billy. Now Billy's her man meat. Okay, but you know this guy is like the one that folds the clothes.
The side of boy toy.
I swear to God, if Wayne Austin
meat like a bad word.
Just promise this isn't Marco in a luchador mask.
I promise.
If it's Wayne in a luchador mask, thank you.
Who's gonna count the pin,
Kelly?
Kelly.
I don't trust that. Something about that guy.
Why? It's not Lane Austin.
He can count to three.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And that's a whole thing we need to get into at some point is what happened to you at the cage match now that we know a little bit more about Jeff O'Dell's shenanigans. But well, that's for another show. We don't have enough time to get into that CSI mystery right there. I'm sorry I brought it up. Brandon is now fuming.
And we still have to talk to him after this. Thanks, buddy.
He's just going to walk out.
Yeah, I'm going to get some food and go home. I got to edit this, and then I got a commercial thing that I've done and I need to send to you tonight. So
cool.
That is this weekend, this Saturday, the Ashland McClure Memorial Show. Tickets are
CapeWrestling.com. You can get them on sale. There's, I think there's maybe 10 or 15 third row seats left that are up.
And those are $10 a pop, right?
Those are 10. And then everything else is 5 after that. There's still some really good seats available. We were going to do it outside, but the weather's not going to be good. So we're going to move everything inside. And actually, it ends up being a pretty cool setup from the Harley place.
Dumb question, because I heard like initial announcements of, and I don't know if it changes since it's inside. Mm-hmm. I saw people were recommending that they bring their own seats if they don't do the third row. Has that changed, or is that still going to be a?
No, that can be a thing. What we got is we had, I think, around 170 chairs donated by the arena for this show. So with that coming in, that'll fill up the first three. Everything else, the $5, standing room, bring your own seats, whatever you want to do, it's cool. So we've got that going.
I expect it to be packed. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do.
War Child doing vending again?
Yeah, War Child will be there doing all the food, and there actually will be beer sales for the first time ever at CCW, which is...
Sorry, Ken.
Yeah, well, this was...
That's why Marco's not there.
Yeah.
I cannot deny that. We've come to... Harley gave us the venue to use to get back. We did agree for them to sell alcohol, but it is on a bracelet where you can only have two. Okay. Two or three, something like that, right there. It's the only way you can have. So there's not going to be drunk
crazy
people hanging up. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I had to, you know, there's going to be some sort of limit to it when it comes to it. So that was our thing when we decided to do this.
Is this the place? Is this near the Cape Girardeau Airport?
Yes, like on the other side.
It's the airport exit.
Okay, because when we were driving back from Arkansas yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Lindsay, who I was riding with, she said, oh, well, there's the Lawless Harley, the Davidson you were talking about. And I was like, nah, that can't be it. And she's like, no, it is. And I'm like, that looks really nice. Like, it's a really nice looking building.
Oh, yeah, no, Lawless is awesome.
It's a great place, yeah.
They have stuff there all the time.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I think ZZ Top's going to be there in a couple months. Huh. I guess that's cool.
So you're saying that ZZ Top, you're not saying they won't show up on Saturday.
I'm not saying they will or won't.
He can neither confirm nor deny.
Exactly.
I think that's the best policy to take.
Exactly. Yeah. All the time. That's
all the
what
time.
I do.
Stop tweeting, Mr. President. All right. So this Saturday, that show's going to be at the Lawless Harley-Davidson in Scott City, Missouri. Tickets are on sale. Get your tickets at the door if you can.
Yeah.
You can. It's going to be a great show, and we are super excited about it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we will be there to do whatever is needed of us, because we always are. We're kind of like your first knights, mm-hmm. You know, and Dalton. Not going to make the joke. I'll make it after the show. Cause
maybe you're like Heath Ledger.
Was that not the joke?
I was going to say he's the lady in waiting. No, now do you get why I wasn't going to make the joke?
See?
Now you're regretting it? He's laughing.
Jason, no, that's not what I'm laughing at.
What did he say?
No, but if you, the people listening heard it, and I'm not a fan.
Not going to listen to my own show.
Yep.
I'd never do that again.
We got another listen.
Just mark the time.
Hour 15. All right, thank you guys for being on the show. We'll see you this Saturday. And, of course, Dalton, stop it. Myself, Dalton, Asa, and Allie, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Podzilla After Dark. It'll be a great show where we can make jokes like that. And I feel bad about it because I see you guys got to come on the Censor Show one of these days. That's where we just go crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that the After Dark show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Whole new side. Ken can't listen to that one. Blow his mind. All right. We'll see you guys then. And we'll see you this Saturday at Cape Championship Wrestling. Have a great night. And we'll see you Saturday.